Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you again to the broadcast of the precious and the holy word of God. We particularly rejoice that we are able to speak from that blessed book concerning the second coming again of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We firmly are convinced that the new coming of our Lord Jesus should be recognized, realized by every man, woman, every boy, and every girl. We would indeed encourage our fellow believers in the Lord Jesus to be looking, to be watching, to be waiting for the return of the blessed Savior from heaven above. We would also implore to our friends who may yet be unsaved, not knowing the Lord Jesus as their Savior, you do not have much time, if any, to procrastinate and reject the Savior before it will be too late. We beg of you to give heed to the message of God's Word. Jesus is coming again. He came the first time to be the Savior of sinners. But may we be reminded from the Word of God, when He appears in power and great glory to the earth the second time, He will not appear as a Savior. He will appear as the Judge of all the earth. We pray for our listening friends to make sure by God's grace they are saved by faith in the precious Savior, His atoning blood, and have the reality of salvation within their souls and the evidence of it in their life. We would bring to our hearts some questions relating to the coming again of our Lord Jesus Christ. The question that we bring before us today is this: when that promise of the Lord Jesus and His second coming is fulfilled, and particularly for those who belong to Him, the church saints, can we say the Lord will come personally, or will He come by the Holy Spirit? In other words, we would consider the fact that there are some who do not believe in a personal return of the Lord Jesus. But we would suggest what their thoughts may be. We take the particular text from John 14 and verse 3, 2 and 3, reminding ourselves that the Lord Jesus said and told His disciples and told us today, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Now these words have been interpreted by many teachers in two different ways, which we would like to bring before our audience. First of all, there are some who interpret these words as meaning that when a person receives the Lord Jesus Christ as his or her personal Lord and Savior, it is then that the Savior fulfills these words of promise by entering into the heart through the Holy Spirit when they believe upon the Lord. Now, it is certainly true that when one believes upon the Lord Jesus Christ as his and her Savior, there does enter into the heart the person of the Holy Spirit. This is found by the Word of God substantiated, that upon believing, the Holy Spirit takes up His abiding presence within the believer's heart, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13. But we raise the question, does such a teaching actually prove that John 14:3 means that very thing, true as it may be? We personally believe not. But there has been another interpretation given by others of this same verse in John 14:3. Some would propose the theory that when the Christian goes through death and enters into eternity to be with the Lord, that is the fulfillment of this promise in John 14:3. Now it is very true that when a believer, whether man, woman, boy, or girl, dies and goes to be with Christ, which is far better, according to Philippians 1:23, they do go to be with him above. And there are many other scriptures which will confirm that blessed truth, which I am sure many of my fellow believers may know. But then we ask the question regarding this interpretation, that John 14 and verse 3 means that when we believe upon the Lord Jesus and when death comes for us, this is the fulfillment of the words the Savior spoke. Could this be true? We do not believe so. Now let us look at the text itself. As we read the Lord Jesus saying, "If I go away," and note the next words, he declares, "I." Please note it. A personal pronoun regarding himself, "I will come again." He means right here that he personally will come. His own very bodily presence, that he will appear personally and not by his spirit. Neither does he infer that we go to be with him. He says, "I will come again. I'm coming to you as well as for you." May I quote the words that Dr. Luke, the beloved physician, wrote, as you may find them in Acts chapter 1 and verse 11, where he records the message of the angels when they spoke to the disciples who had just visibly seen the Lord ascending, personally and bodily, up into heaven. The angels said, "This same Jesus shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Acts 1 and verse 11. Now listen to the beloved Apostle Paul, where he tells how the Lord will come when he calls his saints, the dead in Christ and the living. And when he comes to them, note what Paul writes, "The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout." 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. Does not the message of the angels, and even the words of the beloved Apostle Paul, directly declare to us, personally and bodily, the Lord Jesus will himself descend from heaven on that blessed occasion of his return? Yes, the Lord himself will come personally, not in the person of his spirit. Yes, the Spirit of God came to the earth at Pentecost, as we may read in Acts chapter 2. And we thank God for that. And we believe that he is still here. But if you know your Bible rightly, my friend, the Spirit of God is also going to come again to the earth after the Lord sets up his kingdom upon the earth. I commend the reading of Joel chapter 2. Where you have the promise, after the Lord sets up his earthly kingdom, the Spirit will be poured out in complete measure upon his beloved people in that age of the millennium. And surely we can even say, just as the Bible teaches there are two advents of our beloved Lord, one that is past, the other that is future, so the Bible teaches two comings of the Holy Spirit, one past and yet the other still future. Now, my beloved friend, we raise this question. Are you ready for the Lord to come for you? Are you looking for him to come personally? That great event, that momentary rapture of the saints when the dead in Christ shall be raised first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up in the clouds together to meet the Lord in the air. That is the promise of the Lord coming for his saints. Now, one predominant fact is to be noted from the scripture that we have quoted. Only those who are in Christ, whether dead, whether living at that time, will meet the Lord and see him personally. the beloved apostle has written in those words of 1 Thessalonians 4. So shall we ever be, and note the words, with the Lord. Then his promise of John 14:3 will be fulfilled. For the Savior said, I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Oh, may we confess with joy. We believe 'twill be the very person of our Lord Jesus Christ who will descend from heaven himself bodily when he comes for his own dearly beloved people. But again, we raise the question to our radio listeners. Are you ready? Will this include you when he comes for his own? Will he say to you, and can he say to you even now, when I come, I'm coming for you personally. I'm coming that I might take you to be where I am, my Father's house. Oh, my beloved, I pray that if you're not ready, that you are not saved, you will make sure. Listen to these words of admonition and counsel. If you are not ready to meet the Lord, if you know that you are not ready to meet him personally, if you know that when he comes in his person, you're not one of those whom he's coming for, then listen. Will you not take your place as a sinner, confessing your need of the Lord Jesus, and acknowledging and agreeing with God that you have sinned? And then will you not only do that, but acknowledge there's only one person who can save you, it is the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself upon the cross of Calvary for your sins? For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Now, if you will acknowledge you are a sinner, if you will acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who is your Savior, then will you not now receive him? For as many as received him, to them gave he the authority to become the sons or the children of God, even to them that believe on his name. My beloved radio listener, make sure you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. If you've never done it, do it now. And when he comes, he will personally come for you. Blessed Father, honor thy word to the blessing of souls and even salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.